A funny thing happened the other night. I did a station break. This is WMAQ NBC in Chicago. And right after I flipped the switch that cut off my mic, I suddenly thought to myself, WMAQ? But why? Pardon me, please. I should say who I am, shouldn't I? Well, I'm Hugh Downs, one of 14 full-time announcers here at WMAQ in Chicago. The thing is, announcers are people, too. And sometimes we think about things. And I really did suddenly find myself wondering, WMAQ, but why? Here's how I came to think it. I guess every one of us announcers identifies this station with pride. We don't just mumble, this is WMAQ Chicago. We always say, this is WMAQ NBC in Chicago. We say it proudly because we're proud of it, is the reason. And that's why I started wondering how come. Why should a guy be proud of being with WMAQ? In these United States, there are more than 2,300 radio stations. In Illinois, over 80 of them. Right here in Chicago, 17. Well, I didn't have to go far to find out my answer. And I thought tonight I'd pass it along to you. I think I can offer you a few surprises along the way, too. Things you didn't even realize, maybe. Of course, there are some obvious things like this. The famous and dependable identification of the National Broadcasting Company. WMAQ is one of NBC's five owned and operated stations. And so, WMAQ is actually NBC in Chicago. But it's lots more than that. For instance, WMAQ presents 110 separate and different news editions every single week. That's not counting commentaries or sports news. Over 110. With seven of them every weekday morning before 9 o'clock. Famous names in the news world bring you these important words. Names such as Jim Hurlbut, a news hound who rushes in recklessly and who once uncovered a clue that led to the arrest of a murderer, really. And Len O'Connor, another news hound who rushes to the scene of an event the minute the bulletin comes in over the police radio and brings back all the facts. And all the drama. Jack Angel, Bill Ray, Alex Dreyer, Clifton Utley. Names that mean the finest news coverage. And it adds up to more than 110 newscasts every week. Yours at the flip of a switch, wherever there's a radio. News. Everybody who knows what this is gets a gold star. Sure, it's Tico Tico, but that's not all it is in Chicago. It's the theme for Music That Sings, one of dozens of musical programs heard throughout the week on WMAQ. From 5:30 in the morning until the wee hours, the music parade passes from the WMAQ studios to millions of radios in living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, barns, offices, restaurants, clubs, automobiles. Yes, and on tractors in the field. And in people's hands, or even their pockets. Every kind of music. Often played for you by the musicians you're hearing tonight. The great NBC Chicago Orchestra. Or the world-famous Art Van Damme Quintet. Or sung by the noted Northerners. Yes, and music presented by a completely new and revolutionary system of binaural transmission. Every Friday night at 8:35, WMAQ presents the orchestra in a program called New Dimensions, with a complex arrangement of microphones broadcasting over the separate transmitters of WMAQ and its sister station, WMAQ-FM. A unique and unparalleled new thrill in musical enjoyment. With their separate AM and FM receivers properly placed and tuned, thousands upon thousands of music lovers hear music as never before heard over radio. With a depth, a three-dimensional quality that almost puts the orchestra right into your living room. Typical of the brilliant music featured on New Dimensions, under the baton of Maestro Joe Galicchio, is Reznicek's Donna Diana Overture. Music starts early enough in the day on WMAQ to help even the earliest risers start off to work with a song in their hearts. Henry Cook greets you at 5:30 every weekday morning. Get up some morning and hear for yourself. Of course, you recognize that one. The program, if not the title of the music. The Sleeping Beauty Waltz introduces Pat Galicchio and the Northwestern Railway's 400 Hour at 7:30 every workaday morning. This famous program, which recently observed its 5,000th broadcast, featured the late beloved Uncle Normie Ross for many, many years. Devoted to fine classical masterworks, the 400 Hour continues to thrill music lovers and to amaze the one-time critics who gloomily forecast that nobody wants to hear long hair music at 7:30 a.m. 5,000-plus broadcasts and a million or more listeners just can't be wrong. And this is where June Marlowe shines. At 8 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, the famous department stores who refer to themselves as Weebolt's Your Neighbor present, as they have for the past, I don't know how many years, a long time, a program featuring June Marlowe. June's friendliness makes it a treat to listen to even, you'll pardon the expression, the commercials. Just before noon each weekday, WMAQ's John Holtman keeps the ladies in mind when he selects the records he uses on his show. He's one of the veterans since 1937. And at 1 p.m., something strange and marvelous beams from the WMAQ transmitter. The Bill Bailey Show. One of the newest shows, Bill Bailey, represents something new in WMAQ's musical programming. With one or two notable exceptions weekly, the idea of featuring country music on WMAQ was hardly given a thought. But as Bill Bailey himself says, there's just no use in trying to argue with it. More and more sophisticated folks are coming to love the simple, purely American country music. And I aim to dish up a heaping platterful every day. Red Howard, usually thought of as an announcer, turns magazine publisher each afternoon for his Melody magazine. Red sounds and looks and acts like a man from Texas, which he is. And because every Texan naturally believes that Texas has everything, Red packs a little of everything into his Melody magazine. Music, personality, all kinds of incidental information, and movie and music reviews. The parade of music with personalities goes on throughout the weekend with Art Hellyer, Dick Noble, and composer-announcer Jim Lowe bringing their own brands of platter parades to the air. And one, the newest, keeps popping up. Acknowledged Duke of Disc Jockeys in Chicago, whose legion of loyal fans claim he's the most. His talent for spotting a hit tune before it gets to the top is becoming a music world legend. And so it's natural that when the shining stars of recordings visit Chicago, they don't wait for Howard to come to them. They make a beeline for Miller in the merchandise mart. Heard nightly, 10:15 to 11, Howard Miller's audience and fame are growing by leaps and bounds. Because he knows what the public wants to hear. Songs like the theme from Moulin Rouge. I guess maybe you can see why I don't have much trouble finding the answer to my own question. Remember, WMAQ, but why? No wonder we announcers hold our heads just a notch higher when we say, this is WMAQ, NBC in Chicago. It's because WMAQ is dedicated, as it always has been, to bringing millions of listeners quality, top quality, in radio. A radio station is more than just news broadcasts and record shows, though. True, the WMAQ newsroom is regarded as the finest in the entire Midwest. And true, the WMAQ music library is unparalleled anywhere, with more than 50,000 different selections, comprising a priceless collection of recorded music that couldn't be duplicated at any price. These things are yours, at the twist of a knob, wherever you have a radio. But radio is something else, and it's part of the answer to WMAQ, but why? It's personality. Personality in music and in performance. This music is decidedly South American, Latin, we call it. Rio Rhythms is presented every Saturday afternoon at 4:30 to this cosmopolitan North American audience by a young man of proud and honorable Chinese ancestry, Charles Chan. No relation to the famous fiction detective, Charlie Chan, WMAQ's Chan is a completely American lover of south-of-the-border music and, incidentally, an acknowledged authority on same. And that, as the song says, is personality. Personality is represented, too, by Mary Merrifield, who brings her popular Journal for Women to radio every weekday at noon. A unique women's program, Journal for Women, features fascinating discoveries and palate-tempting recipes from Mary's famous home in Webster County. Once, after giving a recipe from a fine cookbook on how to prepare fried chicken, Mary remarked that that wasn't quite how her mother fixed it. And such is the fame of the recipes Mary Merrifield borrows from her mother that most of her listeners requested copies not of the recipe Mary gave, but of the recipe her mother uses. And that is personality. Mary Merrifield is followed on the air at 12:30 by Tony and Dorothy Weitzel, a popular Chicago newspaper writer couple who actually broadcast as they have lunch in the Park Row room of the Conrad Hilton Hotel on Chicago's Michigan Boulevard and casually chat with the great and near great who happen along. Personality. Personality that is all of America pours forth from WMAQ every Wednesday night at 9:30 in a program called Americana. Written and narrated by Martin Maloney, with balladeer Wynn Strachey, reader Bill Grisky, and our own Chicago NBC Orchestra. Americana is a warm reflection of the writings of Americans, their stories, their poems, their articles, and their songs. I know of a man who had grown rather cynical about our nation and who said he was ashamed of his lack of faith in the simple greatness of America after he had had it renewed as he listened to Americana. Personality. There are many kinds, you know. And one of them heard on WMAQ is not for the faint-hearted or those given to goosebumps. Monday nights at 1 a.m., WMAQ presents a stark and frightening, dramatic and gripping series of horror stories starring reader Ken Nordine, Faces in the Window. Faces in the Window. Eerie, spine-chilling. Personality. Out of the Dusk to You introduces personalities set to music. The Northerners, one of the few cheerful things to emerge during the Depression year of 1931, was sponsored then, as now, by the Northern Trust Company. This popular octet, accompanied by the Chicago NBC Orchestra, represents one of the oldest continuously sponsored programs in Chicago radio. Saturday on WMAQ sees several outstanding personality programs. Bright and early, at 8:45 in the morning, when young minds are keen and alert, Ruth Harshaw talks about children's books and their authors. In the studios with her each week are four different youngsters from Chicagoland to prove that children can, and in fact do, have more on their minds than comic books. Their spirited questions and searching discussions about good literature are fun to hear. Children are interested in airplanes, too, and an enthusiastic studio audience, 200 every week. Listen avidly with many thousands more at home to Uncle Ned's Squadron, Saturday mornings at 9. Nord Locke, who is director of aeronautics for Iowa, portrays Uncle Ned and spins exciting yarns of pilots and the planes they fly. WMAQ, and why? Lots of reasons why, don't you think? I've even heard about a reason for listening to WMAQ that doesn't even exist. Not yet, anyway. Ever hear of a program called Point Blank? Well, you will. This is the music that will bring it on every Sunday night at 10:45. And in case you're out of touch with the latest gossip from Hollywood, Broadway, and television, Point Blank, starring charming gal reporter Nancy Terry, we'll bring you up to date. Point Blank will start on WMAQ Sundays at 10:45 p.m. on October 18th. And you won't want to miss it. Nancy will out-gossip and out-critic the best of them. She won't even tell us where she gets the lowdown, but you'll be hearing it on Point Blank every Sunday. Proving that it's really a small world, after all, is a program called, by no coincidence, It's a Small World. This is the kind of vest pocket size program that people suddenly discover and then wonder how they manage to get along without it. Louise Wright is the charming hostess who proves that our world is really getting smaller as she interviews visitors to Chicago from every country in the world. Presented in cooperation with the Chicago Council on Foreign Relations and the Institute for International Education, It's a Small World adds one more reason why to WMAQ. If anyone needs another reason for why WMAQ, this is it. Personally, I've yet to meet the man, woman, or child who isn't thrilled by a college football game. And WMAQ presents an outstanding pigskin parade of collegiate football these brisk Saturday afternoons. Next Saturday, for instance, with veteran sportscaster Joe Wilson calling the play-by-play action, WMAQ will cover Minnesota at Illinois. The following week, Georgia Tech at Notre Dame. And in succeeding weeks, Navy at Notre Dame, Michigan at Illinois, Michigan at Michigan State, Illinois at Northwestern, and Southern Methodist at Notre Dame. Every thrilling game of special interest to WMAQ's Midwest audience. With a pregame warm-up show and a complete scoreboard program after the game, the football scene is well covered on WMAQ. Radio recognizes another privilege. And WMAQ proudly brings to all its listeners, of whatever faith, messages of religious inspiration. Asking God's blessings on all who broadcast and all who listen. WMAQ opens and closes each day of broadcasting with a thought for the day and a prayer. Ministers of all faiths contribute their voices to these brief services. And on Sundays, in addition to the many outstanding devotional programs presented over the NBC network, WMAQ presents Day's End at 10:30 in the evening with Dr. Charles Crowell, pastor of the Wilmette Methodist Church, in a program of inspiration and choral music. Day's End rounds out the week, during which no less than 18 separate religious broadcasts have been offered. I can't predict how you feel about it, but I'll say this. The more you look at radio and WMAQ, the more you realize that the reasons for its being are so numerous and so convincing that the answer to WMAQ but why is just plain obvious. I haven't even mentioned all the shows. It'd take a week to do that, I guess. Jack Eigen wouldn't thank me if I didn't note that he has listeners all over the United States, Canada, and Mexico to his Shea Show, which is presented nightly at 11:15 from the famous Shea Paree Nightery in Chicago. The intimate conversations he has with the great stars of show business are almost unbelievably revealing. And though Jack Eigen would deny it, we know it's no accident. And Clint Yule, our humorous but dependable weatherman who brings the weather forecast each night. It's part of the new three-star final on WMAQ at 11, with weather, then Jim Hurlbut and news, and Norm Berry with a sports roundup. And News Chief Bill Ray wouldn't think kindly of me if I didn't say that one good reason for WMAQ is the Sunday night City Desk Show, heard at 9:30, with a panel of Chicago newspaper men, the men who know most about what's happening in the city, talking about the current hot news stories. Well, as I was saying, I can't predict how you feel about it, but personally, I don't need any more reasons than these to be proud to say, with real pride, this is WMAQ, NBC in Chicago. We'd like to know how you feel about us, though. Maybe you'd take a minute out to drop us a letter, or even a postcard. I think this music we're hearing from our orchestra right now sums it all up. It's the theme of a program presented on Thursday evenings at 9:30. A program that reflects what WMAQ has stood for throughout the years. High, consistent quality in radio. And that's why our Thursday evening program sums it up as the orchestra presents quality set to music. This is Hugh Downs, thanking you for browsing around with me to discover that the question WMAQ, but why, has a long list of answers. Joe Galicchio conducted the NBC Chicago Orchestra. The engineer was Gary DeVlee. WMAQ, but why, was written by William T. Collins and directed by John Cowan.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. WMAQ and WMAQ-FM, NBC in Chicago.